Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
We kind of decided before we go off the deep end, we want to make sure that we know how the springboard works. And so that's why we wanted to make a record that was thoroughly grounded in bluegrass while still sort of a Southern California, New York take on it.
Okay. As a member of Nickel Creek and an established solo performer, Chris Thiele has made a career of taking his mandolin and his music to the heights of bluegrass and beyond. This is Take 5 from WFUV. I'm Rita Houston. At 25 years old, Chris Thiele has already spent more than half his life as a professional musician. And with a shelf full of awards he's earned in the process, there isn't much he needs to do to prove his talent. But like any artist, Chris has always looked to grow, whether it's with Nickel Creek or on his own. And on the new album, How to Grow a Woman from the Ground, don't be surprised to hear a traditional tune next to a White Stripes cover. Bluegrass is in his roots, though, so when Chris Thiele brought his mandolin and his band for an interview with our own Claudia Marshall, he explained why he goes for an old approach in the studio and new sounds in his music.
For folks who, you know, obviously can't see what's happening here,
right.
We're in the room, we've got the banjo player, the fiddle player, you got the gut bucket back there.
That's right.
The stand-up bass, we got acoustic guitar, and of course Chris is playing the mandolin. But among all of you guys, there's only three stand-up microphones.
Well, and only two are being used for the music.
Oh, good point.
The third is being used right now.
Just to talk. Talk into.
You know, music has gotten to be such a selfish thing. You record these records, you're in headphones, you've got yourself turned way up, you can fix anything, there are no consequences.
Mm.
The way we're standing in front of you now is the way we made the record, on two microphones, everything live, including vocals. And it meant that things had to be right. There was no fixing that was going to be done.
Right. And you must have done 20 takes, 30 takes of, you
sometimes.
Know.
Watch It Breakdown, I think, was the most. That was maybe 15 takes.
Recently moved to New York City, right?
I have indeed.
What's up with that?
I love it.
Can you play bluegrass, like, legally in New York City?
You can, actually. You know, Sheriff Uncle Bob Seidenberg has the bluegrass jam every Wednesday at the Bagot Inn. That was kind of my introduction to New York City bluegrass, and it was a revelatory experience, I can tell you. So the bluegrass is alive and well in New York. Of course, it's very New York bluegrass.
How do you differentiate New York bluegrass from, say, Atlanta bluegrass or any other kind of bluegrass?
It's more open-minded. You go into the South and people need it to be a certain way.
Dead leaves and a dirty ground when you know I'm not around. Shiny tops and soda pops when the helix make a sound. Oh, when the helix make a sound.
Chris Thiele and the How to Grow a Band in a live version of the White Stripes tune Dead Leaves in the Dirty Ground. To hear more from Chris Thiele and other artists, visit the FUV archives at WFUV.org.